Ramsey TV.
No, you can still be jet-lagged, even if you've only gone to Missouri from the edge of the bottom of the Floridian Peninsula. Yeah, I know it's only an hour, but it doesn't matter. Now, an hour makes a big difference, at least to me. I'm very delicately balanced, you see. Very delicately balanced. So, yeah, I'm not feeling quite right yet. It was one heck of a weekend. I am back home here in Florida. I'm not in the airport. Excuse me, I'm not in Missouri. But I am in vocal distress here. But that's all right. We carry on. Forward, forward, forward. I am Martin Zender, and you're at MZTV. Happy to be back in my home studio, otherwise known as my kitchen. But at times like these, I like to call it a studio. I want to spend one more day talking about the amazing conference in Missouri, and I'm going to use it as an object lesson to teach on the unsung heroes of faith, because in any enterprise, there are many people working behind the scenes who don't always get the credit they deserve. I call these the unsung heroes of faith. Just as an example, I don't know if I told you the name of Mal Evans. Mal Evans. Have you ever heard of Mal Evans? Maybe not. Well, let me ask you this. Have you heard of John Paul, George, and Ringo? Huh? Oh, yes. Yes, the legendary Beatles. So who the hell is Mal Evans? Mal Evans was their roadie from the early days, probably dating to 63, 64, before they even came to America. Might even be 62, while they were still touring the halls in England, driving around, freezing in a car. Mal Evans would set up their equipment. Mal Evans. The legendary Mal Evans, who you never heard of, was their manager through their entire, was their road manager throughout their entire career. And if you listen to the anthology where the Beatles are talking about their career, they mention Mal Evans, and they laud the guy. They laud the guy because he was a faithful servant to the Beatles. Okay, so the Beatles get all the recognition. The Beatles are the stars. The Beatles are out front on the stage, but there's Mal Evans. But he's content in his role. He's content in his role. But it's nice when you read books about the Beatles that this man comes up from the unknown and is recognized. Well, we read about the heroes of faith a lot in Hebrews 11. We talk about people like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, and all these folks mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. These are the headliners, you might say. But today, I want to talk about Michael and Marcia and Manfred and Kath and Amy and Dean and Chris and Matthew and an unnamed woman who helped pay for everything. You won't hear about these people. When I send you the videos of the conference in Mountain Grove, Missouri, you will see me in front of the microphone heralding the Word of God. And you will see Dean Wilkinson, but he had a dual role. Dean was in front of the microphone, but he was also behind the scenes. I'm going to tell you about that. You'll see Seth Vollenkamp. I forgot to mention him yesterday. He also gave an amazing talk. Where do you see this? I don't have the files yet, but I will be getting them to you. And you will see his father, Wes Vollenkamp. And we're the ones that were up front. But behind the scenes were people who kind of, I think, maybe they enjoy the anonymity. But in every age, since the apostles were on the earth, there have been those without whom the headliners wouldn't have been what they were. These are the unsung heroes of faith. The Beatles just showed up and their equipment was all set up. Ringo had his cymbals right where he wanted them. John had his guitar up against the amp. That was Malcolm Evans. He did all that. The Beatles just walked in and assumed it was going to be there. And it was. Michael Knotts. Yes, he has his own show and he's up front. And yes, and he did speak at the conference. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention you. Michael, I forgot to mention you. You're such a soft-spoken guy. You know why I forgot to mention you? Because your labor behind the scenes was amazing. And Marcia as well. They housed the saints. They took care of those who came to this conference. Michael made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 trips to the Springfield Airport, which was over an hour's drive each way, tirelessly. Marcia put me up in their home and provided food for us when many of us went to their home. A lot of people at this conference, as I said, 52 people. And there's a lot of people descending upon their home. Not many people realize what it takes to put on an event like this. Michael had to go rent the hall. And lots of work behind the scenes. My traveling companions, my friends Manfred and Kath. Kath is the Colombian girl Manfred and I met here in Fort Lauderdale. Wonderful friend of ours. She wanted to go to Missouri with us, and we were glad to have her. And she, along with Manfred, I saw them back in the kitchen. They were like ants. They were like bees doing things, washing dishes, helping with the food. Not looking for any thanks, but having a role in the success of the operation. Amy and Dean, my friends, you know them. If you don't, that's okay. But where the food came from, I don't know. I made a joke during one of my talks that it was like the loaves and the fishes. It just kept coming. I think I made that joke again yesterday at the airport. Well, it wasn't a miracle. It was a result of hard work, people making things. Nancy Holland made brownies that reminded me of the brownies my mama used to make. Yeah. And they were delicious, and I have to run many, many miles now because of those brownies. Thank you, Nancy Holland. Her son, Matthew Holland, had a very important role. At lunchtime, he went to the Walmart, and he made a run for wine and beer. That's right. As you know, our conferences, our Bible conferences, if you want to call them that, I prefer to call them scripture conferences, they're not like your ordinary average conferences. We have alcohol. And we had a band playing at dinner that we didn't even know was going to be there. Two outlaws showed up. They look like outlaws. They're the Blues Truckers. And it was just amazing. You'll see it when I release the files, once I get them. They're also unsung heroes. Well, you know, they're not unsung heroes because they were on stage. Oh, yeah. It's the people behind the stage. Our friend Kath, by the way, that I mentioned, came with Manfred and me. She is also typesetting the books for you. The books that I've had in my computer for years that are going to be coming out. I know I've been talking about it and talking about it. Maybe I should just put them out. Yeah, well, wait for it. Okay, now. The Apostle Paul, during his first, his first missionary journey. I hate to call it something that smacks of Christianity. When the Apostle Paul took the message of grace to Europe, for the first time from Asia, he landed in a place called Philippi. And he and his traveling companions wandered off the boat and they're just kind of looking around. These aren't celebrities at the time. Nobody knows about them, but our apostle is carrying this great message of grace, of how God is at peace with the world, that God is the savior of all humanity. Anyway, this is the guy who's writing these letters in the Bible. They find a river, and they find some women praying at the river, having a little meeting, these women at a river. And I don't know, they're wandering through the woods. This is how this stuff happens. And they find these women, and one of them's name is Lydia. And Lydia takes Paul and his friends under her wing. She invites them to her house. She probably makes them some nice chicken wraps. I don't know, that's what we had at the conference. Maybe bakes them some brownies. She is mentioned in the scripture, not because she's famous, but for the express purpose that she is small, and she would have not been noted at all if the Spirit of God had not inspired, she's mentioned in the book of Acts, had not inspired Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, to record her, to talk about her. And she helped finance. Do you see? Do you understand? She, this woman, who was a well-to-do woman, she had a nice little tidy business. People liked the color purple back then. They liked their garments to be purple back then, and this woman made it happen. Lydia. Well, she helped finance Paul's trip to Europe. That's not a bad entrance on your resume when you're standing at the dais of Christ, that you housed the saints, you took the people of God and you gave them a bed, you gave them a meal. This is big, big stuff. And anybody, any teacher, anybody who's out front, who's worth anything, who is honest, will realize that without these unsung heroes of faith behind the scenes, it wouldn't happen. These people give of their heart, they give of their time, they give of their soul, and they do it without any, they don't have theme songs like me. They don't have theme songs. Yeah, I'm a little Hollywood. That's just me. It's in my blood. I told you why. Yeah, I got uncles who are, never mind. But those who were washing the dishes at the conference, those who were driving people to and from the airport, those who were making chicken wraps one by one by one, baking brownies, going to the store and getting wine, essential, essential. I am taking the time today to celebrate these people and all the people. And, let me tell you this. We had a couple little baskets for if anybody wanted to contribute to the conference expenses, and I had a couple, maybe 100 books there that I was telling people, take the books. If you want to contribute, you can. Here's this. Well, there was a woman there who, I won't mention her name because she doesn't want it mentioned, I'm sure, but she wrote Michael a $700 check. Just quietly put it in the basket, unsung, unnoticed, doesn't want to be noticed, but we weren't sure at the end that, you know, Michael was going to get all his expenses met. He didn't care. He's given it all for this. And then to find out, I find this check with his name on it. I gave it to him. The guy practically broke out into tears. It's just amazing. The unforced, you see, it's unforced generosity of all the people I have mentioned who provided either companionship or labor or both. Providing for everyone there, not looking for thanks. And I'm telling you, down through the ages, from the Apostle Paul till now, we know that the truth of God, we know that it's not always popular. It's rarely popular, in fact. We know that the lie or the mainstream of anything is popular, thus mainstream Christianity, mainstream anything, mainstream news, mainstream education, mainstream medicine. It's all celebrated and, oh, it's wonderful. But it's these people like Mal Evans of the Beatles. See, you never heard his name. It's these people who, when it's time for God to hand out rewards for service, we're going to look for the big shots to come up there. We're going to look for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. And, you know, everybody talks about the speakers. Everybody talks about, oh, Martin's under this. Or anybody else who appears before, in front of a microphone or on a stage, we generally get all the notoriety. Well, I hope to fix that. And I'll tell you one thing. I mean, yes, of course, we deserve some of it. Paul says, honor to whom honor is due, tribute to whom tribute is due. I don't discount it when people say, thank you for coming here. You did a great job. We learned a lot from you. I love it. I told people, thank you for telling me that you appreciate my work. I need to hear it. But these others, these unsung heroes of faith, they also need to hear it. But even if they don't in this life, our God is a God who enjoys, relishes taking these lesser known individuals behind the scenes who are essential to the success of any great enterprise, and he enjoys elevating them, and their hour will come down through the ages, including what happened in Paul's day, including what happened in Missouri, taking these unsung heroes of faith, elevating them, giving them rewards that they deserve, and probably even more, because they were not celebrated in their day, because they didn't have theme songs. I didn't hear Manfred or Kath playing a theme song when they were washing the dishes. I didn't hear Amy Wilkinson, excuse me, playing a theme song when she was making those chicken wraps. No, I didn't hear it. Maybe there was one. I think there should be. There should be a theme song for anyone who makes chicken wraps. That's just me. But, I will work on a chicken wrap theme song. Perhaps I will have it ready for you by tomorrow. We shall see. In the meantime, thank you to everyone who worked behind the scenes to make the conference in Missouri a great success. And you will see what a great success it was as far as heralding the Word of God goes when I get and release the videos from that conference. And thank you to everyone who attended. They're also the unsung heroes. They drove a long way. People came from all over the place, from New Mexico, from Pennsylvania, from Illinois. We came from Florida. They came from Michigan. I mean, they came from all over to hear the Word of God, and they heard it. They're part of the success of this. And Chris Carnahan, here at the last minute, I'm mentioning him. My God, the reason you're going to see these videos is because of him. He patiently sat behind the camera. I'm the guy in front of the camera. Oh, yes, I'm in front of the camera heralding the word. I get the accolades. Yeah, Martin Zender, great job. There's Chris Carnahan filming. He was wearing these headphones, making sure the sound was right, making sure the camera angle was right, making sure we weren't backlit. My God, how is it I'm not mentioning him until the end of this show? Well, maybe I saved the best for last. I got you, Chris.